Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
We have such an amazing thing for you. It's what the managers of Christian Television Network came together as David Mayo, the longtime faithful manager of WHBR with his wife Beverly, hosted all the Christian Television Network managers from around the nation. And they came in, they meet annually, but this is the first time they ever came reportedly to Pensacola. And he hosted, he did a wonderful job, and a lot of the VFN TV crew came in to be able to help them out as well. But I was asked to prophesy, you know, speak prophetically over the meal, and just prayed about it. And I got a chance to loose the word, which you'll hear in just a moment, about news anchors. But as I was loosing this word, John, at the very day, because it was on May the 18th when this was happening, and the word of the Lord is that news anchors were going to start falling out of their place. And we've seen a lot of news anchors fall and be removed, and it's amazing. We'll talk about that. But as I was prophesying this word, and I was holding up this anchor that you would see that we gave to Bob DeAndre, who's the founder of Christian Television Network, an amazing, beautiful man. Mm-hmm. And as I was holding it up, the founder of Fox News, look at this, the founder of Fox News, Roger Ailes, fell dead that very day that prophecy went out, that news anchors would fall. He's the founder of Fox News. He fell in Florida, hit his head, hit his body somewhere, and he bled out on that day. I mean, God is doing something. You know, hearts go out to the Ailes family, but there's something happening. But let's join the managers as we came together. We served them food, had a wonderful time, and we just thank God for David Mayo and Bob DeAndre. Take a look.
So David asked me to share a prophetic word. I got an encouraging word for you. You're going to have all the money you need. When you get to heaven. Okay, we're going to pave your streets with gold, Vicky. Thank God for Vicky, too. She's broadcasting us up in Missouri. We have one person that calls us, encourages us all the way from Missouri. You know, it's so exciting to hear that. But this is the prophecy that came to us in our previous studio before we came here, and it's coming to pass. It's called Anchors Away, and talking about news anchors. It was given in 2014, but since then, the Lord said that in this word, that news anchors are going to begin to fall. They're going to begin to come down, and God's going to go to the deep waters and pull up women and men anchors who from the deeps and come up, and he's going to use them to speak prophetically into situations, that you're going to tell the news before the news. You're going to be able to give words of knowledge. And so when you're thinking about that, you're thinking that would never happen. But since that word came out, we're watching anchors fall like I don't know what, like I was in the Navy again. You know, it began with George Stephanopoulos funding a presidential campaign and didn't say it. Remember that happened? But you had Brian Williams, NBC, Roger Ailes, Fox News. Who would have thought anybody would have been coming from Fox? Bill O'Reilly. Who would have thought Bill would, you think that it'd be another one. Anyway, so Greta Van Susteren, Elizabeth Hasselbeck, Gretchen Carson, Megyn Kelly, and the secular media is just disturbed. They don't even know what they're doing. But God prophesied this in 2014 that it would be happening. So say with me prophetically, anchors away. Anchors away! Okay. So while I was in a sabbatical in December 2016, it's Bill calls me, and I'm seeking the Lord for 2017, what to do. You know how that is. God, help me. Anyway, so Bill calls me up. He said, I just have to give you this word. And so this is a word for this year. And I believe it's for CTN and all the media who wants to go after this word. This is the word. I will begin to redeem the glasses. I'll begin to redeem the media and the airwaves in 2017. I sense there's something in the air. It's as though heaven is descending a little lower to earth. The prince of the power of the air is being divinely interfered with and massively interrupted. I heard heaven proclaim, this time has come to redeem the airways covering the earth and begin to impact the media to become a conduit to pour out my spirit on all flesh. I then saw angels begin to anoint satellite stations and dishes above the earth. And on the earth, angels were descending upon huge television towers. Television towers and radio towers. Great heavenly broadcasting interference was about to come to the earth. And angels were being assigned to billboards, newspapers, nationwide magazines. The airways will be used to announce outpouring. Anything the angel could use to get in their hands, they used to make a noise and alert for the coming great outpouring of God's Spirit of love that's coming to earth, the Great Awakening, God, Jesus. Computers, online services will feel the weight of God's glory impacting them. Divine favor was being given to many ministries with the media, that's you guys, this coming year in 2016 to go nationwide and worldwide. So that's y'all, it's us. A hunger for the supernatural and the miraculous will cause television and radio talk shows to begin to be enamored by the testimonies, genuine healings, heavenly visitations, that news reporters will begin to lean towards unusual stories of awesome happenings that were leaving their listening audience spellbound with the idea there must be a God. Let it happen, right? In closing, he said, I sense the Father saying, I will use even the air itself to testify of my power and my might. From shore to shore, I will become the desire of the nations. And of course, Psalms 104:3, he makes the clouds his chariots and rides on the wings of the wind. And so that came to me when I was seeking the Lord for help me. And then the Lord spoke to me and showed me that what you see right now happening, don't be dismayed by it, because America's at the top of Mount Carmel, and you have all of Jezebel's prophets prophesying behind mics, and they're just constantly going, Elijah's not going to win, God's not going to win. They're at the top of Mount Carmel, and they're just shouting all that stuff out. It's like crazy. But God's sitting over here like Elijah with his arms crossed, waiting for them to finish doing what they're doing, then all of a sudden you're going to see God sweep in. So the chaos, imagine how chaotic that was, because all these guys, it could be like CNN, MSNBC, but they just happen to have TV stations and mics. But they lose in the end. It was only Elijah and God on the other side. And so that chaos you think is coming, it's going to bring about a great awakening. And right now, as our president, who God told me October 3rd he would be president, and told me that he would be a friend of the church. Told me he'd be a friend of the church first, and then he told me who it was October 13th. And he showed me that this president was going to buy everybody into the White House. And he's bought everybody in the White House. But the moving of the embassy from Tel Aviv to Israel will be the breakout for America. He's going right now. So we got to pray that he follows through. But that movement will release a blessing on us and America for the end time harvest. And he's a friend of the church. He's a friend of the Constitution, and something that we prayed for. It might not be the exact thing that we're thinking about, but you remember how it was, you know, and I don't know how long that will be. And finally, God showed us about North Korea, that if we don't fight North Korea over there, God showed us specifically Kim Jong-un in front of our White House, and us having to fight the battle here. So the fact that we're carrying military vessels over there and dealing with it over there would keep us from having to deal with it here. So it's exciting. We have a pro-life, pro-constitution, pro-church president, you know, and now we just need to wake up our Congress to get involved in the process. But I want to say we're excited about being part of the family. We're honored to be here with David. We have a program that comes on 5 days a week. We train up interns. Our internship's 6 months. Because you come in and get involved in a program producing it every single day. We got to go on the air every day. It's humbling. And so, and then people call you and tell you a bunch of typos. So. But it's 6 months, and it's coupled with discipleship. And so they can come, hardly know anything about the Lord. By the time they get done, they're being discipled at the same time that they're learning all the media skills. So we'd be honored if anybody wants to send anybody to internship with us here at VFN TV. And we thank you. God bless you all. Oh, one more thing. Yes, we're going to pass out that word to you. Can you bring the thing? I got something for you, Bob. I want to give you right here. John, bring it to me. Quick. John's with me on there. That's John Ramos right there. Oh, also, we put these on the table for you. Notice there's an anchor hanging off the mug to remember that you are that anchor that God's raising up. Yeah. Yeah, it's yours to keep. Yeah, and I believe that we're going to have the station. So I want to present this to you, Bob. Bob, you kids there. But we have an anchor for you. And that very prophetic word is written across the anchor right here. And God had on our heart, we want to make sure that we prophetically, God, we thank you for the opportunity, God, and for Bob's vision, Father God. Lord, we say, renew our hope and our vision over our ministries, that we would be bold again, like Bob was when he said yes to you, God, that we would be anchors for you, Father God. So while we want to present this to you, this is your own anchor.
My anchor holds.
Yeah, your anchor holds, and that's the Anchors Away prophecy right there.
That's so awesome. Bob Danner, if you have not met him, he's just the kindest man,
yes,
gentlest man. And I'm so glad he was able to be here. Of course, Dave and Beverly Mayo are just beautiful people. And we do this together, you know,
that's
with
right.
them. And it's just, we have so many things that we believe we're going to be announcing about that God's been giving us dreams about
yeah.
it. We can't talk about it just yet. But think about it. All those managers represent millions of viewers
yes.
across the country, worldwide, because we had CTNI was there, which represents, I believe, a half a billion folks.
Wow.
Half a billion? Yeah, half a billion folks. Oh, and it's just amazing. And it's been faithful. I think it was back in the 70s that God laid it on Bob's heart. He's been, all his life, he's been an electrician, and he's a master electrician. And he's been blessed in business, and he had money back in the 70s, like maybe $70,000 or something. It was a small amount of money, but he was able to start Christian Television Network in Clearwater.
Wow.
And then WHBR, which is these studios here, which David Mayo manages, that began as their first affiliate. And next thing you know, it's all around the nation and different places in the world. And we're just so grateful for our managers, Knoxville, Nashville, Clearwater,
Colorado, Georgia, Fort Myers,
Illinois,
West Palm Beach.
Oh, it's just exciting. And if you get a chance to give a shout out to them, you want to just pray
yes,
for them and
yes.
also bless Christian Television Network. And we thank you for those that are standing with us as partners. Without you, we wouldn't be here. So thank you for your partnership.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN TV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.